Hi Ryan, thank you for coming.
Bro, what the fuck are you saying,
Be
man?
quiet.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ryan. Thanks.
Nobody can stand the truth, man.
It's gonna be one of those. Did you listen to Trump's speech?
Yes, we listened to the
Oh
whole
my
thing
God,
in
dude.
here.
That was horrible.
There was a speech.
Well,
Dude, it was in Israel.
please allow Ryan to talk.
He was blow he was
Please allow Ryan to talk.
Yeah, it was Israeli Hasbara for sure. He got up there and said all their talking points. Iran's the greatest purveyor, state-sponsored terrorism, blah blah blah. And he also, most importantly, is he threatened future attacks on more bases. This attack was a dud because it was so foreseeable and announced that Iran just emptied out as much as possible the targets. They weren't worried about Fordow because it's got a mountain on it. So it was a face-saving measure by Trump. He's so stupid, he probably thinks they were making a nuke. They're not. Even if they had enriched the uranium, which they didn't, they don't have a delivery system. They'd still be years away. It's just, I don't feel like debunking the propaganda anymore. But he got up there and said, now's the time for peace. But if not, there'll be more bombings by the United States. And he admitted that the whole thing was planned with him and Netanyahu. So it wasn't like Israel was like betting on whether or not they could get America in. They knew America was in from the start. And he also did this 14-day window crap and then bombed him, what, day four? But
No,
really, it hasn't.
it's going to cause.
Go
Can you
ahead.
continue, Ryan?
It's going, it hasn't changed the trajectory of the war at all. I mean, Iran's army's intact, Iran's navy's intact, the ballistic missiles are intact, and they can still continue to smash mostly Haifa and Tel Aviv and other targets. They don't need to listen to America. If I was Iran, I would not respond by hitting U.S. bases because U.S. has emptied those out too, at least in Iraq. Don't give a pretext to drag them into this. You are winning this war with Israel. Don't take the bait. Take it on the chin. Ignore the Americans. Let Trump do his little self-congratulatory crap. The only thing Trump really bombed today was MAGA. He just wiped out his own base, not an Iranian base.
I like you,
That's
Ryan.
exactly
You're
why I
good.
didn't say the thing about MAGA, but yeah, I said that the attack was a dud to kind of pull Iran out of the out from behind the mountain, if you will, and kind of attack them and become more vulnerable. King, if you have something for Ryan, go ahead, and then we'll go to Syrian girl.
Yeah, basically, America is only on defense. They can never go boots on the ground and all that shit. That's done. So, yeah.
We have a new tweet from the president that's up in the nest there. Any retaliation by Iran against the United States of America will be met with force far greater than what was witnessed tonight. Thank you, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. All caps.
He's a child.
Go ahead.
He's a child.
Yes, Syrian girl, go ahead.
What makes you all think that this is a one and done thing that the
It's
US can
not.
stop?
It's not.
It's not. It's not. Exactly. So what's going to stop the US from attacking further? I ask you that. I'm asking the panel.
The tweet is interesting because the implication is Israel can be attacked. So as long as they don't attack the US, I don't think Iran even needs to. I think Iran has demonstrated superiority over Israel. I think this is a victory for them. Even if Israel, it would be nice for them to have nuclear weapons, but they don't actually really need them because Israel can't ever use their nukes. They shouldn't have them, but they can't really use them. And the fantasy of the Iron Dome is totally shattered now. And there's no regime change. It seems like there's a red line at regime change for the US. So I do think it could peacefully resolve from that. Well, I hope, honestly, but.
So basically, everyone who thinks Iran does not have nukes is dumb because Iran can buy nukes from North Korea,
They
they
cannot
can
buy a
buy from
nuke from North Korea.
they can buy it
Yeah,
from
what are you
Russia.
talking about, King?
Yeah,
We're
already,
done.
Ryan.
Bro, what
Okay.
level of weed did you smoke
Go
tonight?
ahead, Ryan.
That's not how that works, King.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Iran does not have a nuke. They're not going to buy a nuke, and nobody would sell them a nuke, except for North Korea, who could have to deliver it through China, who's not going to allow that. They don't have a nuclear weapon. That is just Israeli propaganda. We're going to get a nuke. They've been saying it for 20 years. They're 5 minutes away from a bomb. As for Iron Dome and and Syrian girl, Mimi, I don't know what you want to be called, that both she and I did interviews with actual rocket scientist Ted Postol many years ago, debunking the Iron Dome. It's always been, it can stop little Katyusha rockets. It can't do anything, not only about hypersonic, but cruise missiles, low altitude shots, et cetera. It's just military hardware that they can sell. I would not take the bait if I was around. There's nothing to stop the U.S. from doing continued strikes, and they will do continued strikes because Israel will continue to lose this war. So they're going to get dragged in. The only thing that can stop it, because that was the question of the panel, is like, what can stop that? It's not Russia, China, blah, blah. It's American people themselves. His base, MAGA, has to completely turn on him. He has to
Don't
see
you think that, they that should he's bomb left with US nothing but Zionist in order to... accelerate that, because the more if American soldiers unfortunately die for Israel, don't you think that's gonna actually result in his base actually having a reason to oppose him?
Well, they could bomb themselves and blame it on Iran, but like that's always a possibility.
Or
they
Iran emptied
them
out,
they moved them west.
He's gonna force Jerome Powell to lower the interest rates, and then one way or another, as fucked up as it is, the market will go up. And that's how he's going to try to save the MAGA base.
Like, Trump's in his second term. His base has no power over him, ultimately. He's a second term president.
He's a narcissistic egomaniac that wants to be loved. His base does have power over him.
I agree.
Yeah, but if he behaves right, then he can get the love of the tech bros. And he can finally be accepted by that big billionaire class that he just never really quite fit in.
I think he's getting the Nobel Peace Prize now.
What about the midterms?
It's too far They're away.
Gone. He's fucked.
The midterms are lost for the Republicans now.
He's fucked.
Well, it's done.
It shouldn't even be thought about. Like, we shouldn't be thinking about that. As far as, vote for who you want. But I'm saying, like, that's so far.
What Ryan doesn't take into account is that you have military leadership, which has to act. Like, it's not an option on the table for Iran to not do anything. They had their... They knew from day one, first of all, that the U.S. was involved. They're not stupid. They did what you said when Israel attacked them. Like, when Israel attacked them first and crossed the red line by bombing a nuclear facility, something that has never happened in the history of mankind, by the way, they didn't retaliate against the U.S., which, in my opinion, they should have done from the beginning. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to just keep focusing on Israel, even though we know the U.S. is involved 100%. But now you have the U.S. stepping up the game and bombing with actual bombers, nuclear facilities, and creating a mayhem, which now I can assure you those images of the burning nuclear facilities, everyone has seen the TV show from what has happened in Ukraine with the nuclear facility there and the Soviet Russia, I can't remember the name. And everyone is like, that's actually scary. Like, you have a nuclear facility on fire because of US bombing. Now, as a military, like, you cannot not answer to that. You have soft targets everywhere. You have your proxies. Your strength is not rockets, actually, is asymmetrical warfare. And you have to do something about that. You have to put the hurt on the world economy. Because if the world economy goes to fucking shit and a mega voter has to go to refill his tank and he has to spend 10 times as much because the price of oil just skyrocketed, that is when Trump loses support. But saying that Trump loses support just because, you know, he promised that he's not going to do war and now he just bombed another country and the other country doesn't retaliate against the U.S., like, that doesn't do anything. Look, to
there has to be a consequence for this. I agree.
I'm so glad you're not in charge. Like, attacking America is how he would get support. Are you mental?
Right.
If Americans died, everybody would rally behind Trump. You can't react like that. And there's no nuclear facility on fire. They bombed a mountaintop. They didn't destroy anything. And it's Zaporizhia that you couldn't remember.
You know, why would Trump put out there years ago that if I get assassinated by Iran, there's a plan in place? Why would someone say that?
Because Trump, for the longest time, even before he was in politics, is obsessed and paranoid over being assassinated, even when he was in business. Dude. Even when he was in business, yes, he even has even said that in his books, and people that have written about him in books have said he's obsessed. Dude, it's so bad. It's why he eats well-done steaks. Like, it's crazy. Like, I'm not even fucking around.
The reason why he eats so much fast food.
I do that sometimes.
Dude, he has all sorts of superstitions.
It's so weird. It's so
funny.
But I'm just saying, body doubles, all this stuff exists. It's just a weird thing to put out there, especially for a guy that's superstitious. Like, a person that's superstitious wouldn't say it. You're not saying it because you don't want to put that out
there. There were two attempts on his life.
Yeah, but he said the Iran thing before those two.
It's a narcissist also, so it's about making himself seem more important by saying what he says.
Yeah, well, but like,
Trump sees himself like Lincoln, and Lincoln was assassinated. He even tried to do the tariff thing that Lincoln did, which was just as disastrous as when Lincoln did it. He's a child. He's a fucking moron. And he's trying to bait Iran into killing Americans because this is how the American media will spin it. They will not be about, obviously, we started it. We bombed them for, like, you know that. I know that. But that's not what it'll happen. You'll be like, oh, my God, the biggest purveyor terrorist state in the world has attacked innocent little Americans who are just trying to defend the world from a maniac with a nuclear bomb, blah, blah, blah. And that will galvanize the American public. Be like, oh, they killed us. Well, fuck them. We'll shock and awe. We'll show them.
Well, how about the Iraqis kill them before the Iranians then?
No, I mean, I think that their only play is to bomb Israel. Like, you're right. If you keep bombing Israel and we keep going and doing attacks on them, then Americans are going to keep pushing back on him, especially if it starts to affect. I do agree with the economy thing, but if it does affect our gas prices. That'll put stress on him, too, because people won't be okay with that. But yeah, if he hits Americans, it's just going to push Americans to be okay with it.
They can only make one ballistic missile a week now. That's why Israel struck them now. Because their industrial capacity is weakened from the October attack.
Where are you getting that from?
The Washington Post. It's on my timeline.
Okay.
They cited, here, I'll go get it.
No, I don't care. Hey,
go tell me which Levine Berger Stein wrote that piece.
Okay.
Iran has been prepping for this for a long time. They have ballistic missiles. They need to bomb Tel Aviv until it looks like Gaza.
They need to go for the mononuclear reactor. One reactor for another. An eye for an eye. So a tooth for a tooth.
Right before Ryan got here, you know, you guys were telling, you know, I was talking about chemical weapons, and I was talking about, you know, will they be used? And then somebody said they don't have, Iran has zero chemical weapons, but, you know. I mean, if you actually want to win.
Why in the world would you use a WMD when you're outmatched 1,000 to 1 on those and offering the pretext for them to use them back on you? That is the dumbest move.
But it's escalation.
Right? Like, using chemical weapons here would give Washington...
I thought it was Henry. Go ahead, Vaughn.
Look, using chemical weapons here gives Washington an excuse to go all in. How many times has that been a result? Every time you're just giving them what they want, like it's ludicrous.
What's the alternative?
Even if they had chemical weapons, it would be ludicrous to use them right now.
Yeah, but you don't want to give.
I don't even understand the discussion. It's not an option.
Yeah, the whole point is anybody telling Iran to do crazy shit that would turn American citizens in favor of the war is the worst idea. No, your only play is to keep Americans, the American population, pissed off at the war. But that's the only way this stops.
Ryan, look, I'll explain. Wait a second. Ryan, look, if you are in a war, there are a thing called escalation, and you have to escalate or surrender. Like, if you
not escalate in the wrong way, though.
No, that is false. If you come and slap me, and I slap you back. If you come and punch me, and I slap you back. If you come and knife me and I slap you back, I might as well surrender because you're going to come back and shoot me next time. And what I'm going to do, you're going to expect me to slap you back. You don't want wars like that. Never. It's never happened since antiquity. So if after this strike of the US, you're going to just keep doing the same thing you've been doing until now, keep throwing rockets at the Israeli interception system, that it's not only the Iron Dome, by the way. The US is there to intercept. Jordan is there to intercept. Other forces are there to intercept. So everyone is waiting for those rockets, and every 100 you throw, five hit. You're just going to keep doing the same thing.
Let me give you a better analogy. Let me give you a better analogy. You're in a fight with someone about your same size, and you're having a back and forth, and then you go up and you decide to sucker punch their UFC fighter friend and 100 of his buddies and drag them into it too. That is so fucking stupid.